Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. We have two guests this morning from the Underground New England, Executive Director Nadine Thomas and Operations Director Amy Hayashida. They are a nonprofit group based out of Bloomfield, and we're going to be talking about the issue of human trafficking and how this group's working to help men and women alike achieve freedom. So let's start off by saying good morning to Nadine. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely happy to have you, and also Operations Director Amy Hayashida. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Let's start off with just a general broad question for people who may be unfamiliar with the Underground New England, or NE for short. Maybe one of you could take the question, what is the Underground New England?
The Underground New England is, we're a faith-based nonprofit organization. And our aim, our mission is to play our role in the eradication of human trafficking in Connecticut and all of New England as a whole. Since 2012, the Underground has been making significant impact on the anti-trafficking movement through advocacy, awareness events, outreach and prevention efforts, and innovative survivor support. We've also worked with partners towards that goal. In 2021, we became a 501c3, and we have become a strong community determined to bring the light of hope into the dark space of human trafficking and sexual exploitation. So that's who the Underground New England is.
It's such a dark topic, it is, but it's one that needs to be discussed and talked about, obviously, because we're not going to be able to put an end to this and make a dent if we don't talk about it, if we don't come up with solutions to actually combat it. Now, what's the history of the Underground New England? When were you guys founded, and how did that all come about?
So we were founded in 2012. It started as a ministry out of a church. Anne-Marie Belay was given the charge to lead that ministry, and it actually started as a vigil along the Berlin Turnpike. I say a vigil in that a group of women would just drive to the Berlin Turnpike and just observe and pray and just see what was happening, until eventually it evolved into prevention materials being distributed in the hotels and motels along that strip. And then it evolved into awareness events going across the state. We have been on any platform that will accommodate us to speak about human trafficking in Connecticut. It has evolved into us distributing and teaching about prevention methods. And that's where we are. In 2021, we became a 501c3. So that's where we are. We have developed programs to care for survivors of human trafficking, adult survivors, male and female, And that's where we're coming from. We started as a group that just observed to learn what was happening, and now we're offering survivor support care to victims, people who have been traumatized through human trafficking.
Earlier in our conversation, we had touched on how you guys are a faith-based anti-trafficking group. And for some, that might be different. You know, the faith-based groups usually have a bit of a different approach compared to another organization that might have a similar kind of mission in cutting down on trafficking. And so if you guys are faith-based, how does that make a difference, and how does that impact the work that you guys do?
Let me just say first off that we do not proselytize. So, and we do not discriminate. We are open to everybody. Just like we believe in our faith that Jesus loves everyone, regardless of who you are, where you're from, what your journey has been, that's the approach we take with our survivor care. And I think what makes us different is that every service that we give to individuals who come through our doors is undergirded by that love that we believe that Jesus has, and that is that resides within us. So we treat each person as an extension of Jesus, as we are an extension of his love. And so we see each life as sacred. We see each life as unique. And that's what undergirds our service. I mean, we could go down our list of services and you could find other providers who also, you know, does that for their clients. But I think what sets us apart in that sense that we are faith-based is that all our services are undergirded by what our faith believes that love is, as far as, you know, our faith in God.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. You're listening to Face Connecticut. I have two guests with me this morning from the Underground New England. We have Executive Director Nadine Thomas with us, as well as Operations Director Manager Amy Hayashida. Now, I want to talk about what this means for Connecticut specifically, okay? Because obviously we're talking about New England here. You guys are based in Connecticut, but we're talking about the underground in New England. And human trafficking is not something that's unique to just Connecticut. It's a problem across the country, across the world. But what does it mean for Connecticut? What is the issue looking like these days in 2024 in the Nutmeg State?
I think that's a great question, and I'm a numbers person, so I might throw a couple numbers at you, but I'll try to give you a broad picture of what it looks like here. So we often think about human trafficking as something that's happening overseas or somewhere else, certainly not in our backyard. But the reality is, and I'll speak specifically to Connecticut, the reality is that human trafficking cases have been found in every town in Connecticut. And just within the underground, our clients, you know, we have clients from rural areas of the state. We have clients from cities throughout the state. It's not exclusive to, for example, Hartford or Bridgeport. It's throughout the entire state that we're seeing these cases. And, you know, we also can have this narrative of human trafficking as something, maybe they're being trapped in a basement or, you know, chains, kidnapped off the street, kind of images like that. But really, especially in 2024, what we're really seeing is that human trafficking is happening inside our homes because of the internet and because of the ability for anybody to access you from within your bedroom. And so we're seeing a lot of online trafficking, a lot of exploitation and initial contact happening online as predators, you know, kind of identify people who are vulnerable and reach out to them via social media or other technology. What we're really seeing is that, you know, people become isolated and vulnerable to these narratives that this is the best they can do or this is all that they're worth. And so a lot of what the Underground New England does is try to change those narratives and help people recognize that they are more than this and that they're not defined by these experiences. If I can throw some numbers at you, it's a little bit hard to give numbers because this is a very undercounted thing. You know, we're not looking at a legal business where people are lining up to give their reports to the IRS or something. This is no legal industry. So what I can tell you is that in 2023, the Department of Children and Families identified 300 youth that were trafficked in the state of Connecticut. And that's rough. It was around 300. And that's just youth. So when you're looking at adults, we're estimating that it's at least that many, if not more, that are being trafficked in Connecticut in 1 year. And the concerning thing with these statistics is because of the prevalence of the internet and the way that, especially after the pandemic, we got even more online, we're actually seeing these numbers go up instead of down, which is quite concerning.
I'm glad that you mentioned social media, because this is the era where we're hearing more and more problems involving social media, including human trafficking and other sexual exploitation-related issues and topics. My guest this morning from the Underground New England, I'm Morgan Cunningham on Face Connecticut. If somebody is on social media and they get maybe a message that's concerning or tries to lure them into the world, the dark world of human trafficking in some way, many people would say, well, it's easy to just hit the report button or block button, but it's not necessarily that easy. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I think the first thing is that a lot of the contacts aren't necessarily going to look that suspicious, right? The predators are actually pretty smart, and they're often going to reach out as a friend or a romantic partner or someone who's just kind of being friendly on the internet. And so it's not like when they get, I mean, sometimes I do get spam messages, right? That's like really obvious. Okay, I'm just going to totally ignore that. But it can also be a very innocuous contact. It can be somebody that's a friend of a friend, and so you don't really think about, or a friend of a friend of a friend, you know? And so you don't really think about, is this somebody that's dangerous or not? And then they're seeing what you're posting on social media. They're seeing when you're feeling vulnerable or down, and that's when they kind of choose that moment to reach out and establish a relationship and start to exploit that moment when you were feeling weak or vulnerable.
My guest this morning on Face Connecticut from the Underground New England, Executive Director Nadine Thomas, and also Operations Director Amy Hayashida. We're talking about the issue of human trafficking and what it looks like in Connecticut. Now, we talked a little bit about Connecticut and how it's looking in 2024, but obviously in your organization's name, it's the Underground New England. So I would imagine that you guys are partnering maybe with organizations in other states, or you guys are reaching out yourselves to other states in New England to try to tackle this issue, that it's not just a Connecticut problem.
Absolutely. We have relationships with organizations, you know, in Massachusetts, in Rhode Island, in New Hampshire, and we're continually, just to name a few, we're continually building relationships. And, you know, because New England is this kind of small and interconnected community, especially in this area, we see human trafficking that's often interstate. So, you know, they're going from New York to Connecticut to Massachusetts, New Jersey. And so it's really important that we're connected to these agencies. And we often get requests for assistance with housing, either from the FBI that's bringing a client in from a different state or from other agencies that need to relocate a client and are seeing if they can send them into Connecticut to get services from us.
Could anybody talk with me this morning about warning signs of trafficking? Maybe you're just some average Joe on the street or online maybe, and you're seeing something that's concerning, or you want to be on the lookout for it, but you don't know what to look for. What are the warning signs?
That's a great question. When we think about trafficking, there's kind of two categories that we're thinking about. We're thinking about sex trafficking, and we're thinking about labor trafficking. And the indicators are going to be a little bit different. And then if I was to get even more nuanced, the indicators can be a little bit different between children and adults. But I'll try to give just kind of a high-level overview of what you might want to be looking for. So the first thing I'll point out is that there's a super high overlap between homelessness, substance use, and human trafficking. I believe the statistic is something like 80% of people who are homeless or are using substances are going to be trafficked. So to me, if I'm walking down the street and I see someone who's homeless, I'm immediately wondering if they're being exploited. And that's specifically within sex trafficking. That's the first thing that I'm wondering. Another red flag that you can look for is if you're interacting with somebody and their responses seem really kind of canned, they're kind of repeating their answers, they're saying what they're saying seems like someone else told them to say it, that's definitely an indicator that somebody's probably controlling them. Specifically with labor trafficking, if you see that people aren't able to choose when they go to work or when they leave work, for example, we've seen stories where there's just a truck that's transporting someone, a group of people into work and then picking them up and transporting them home, that's definitely a red flag that there might be labor trafficking happening there. Some other red flags are, you know, do they have multiple phones? Are they constantly checking their phone? Do they seem really anxious?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And agitated, constantly looking over their shoulder. Those would be some other indicators. Definitely an indicator of trauma, but I would also consider that there's a good chance that trafficking might be happening as well.
As we continue on Face Connecticut, is there any one sex trafficking or labor trafficking that is more prevalent in Connecticut, or is it just about the same?
You know, again, with the statistics, it's hard to say exactly because so much of it is undercounted. I think that we're maybe more aware of the sex trafficking that's happening in Connecticut, but we know that they're both happening, and I would expect that it's actually probably about the same. We might be counting one more than the other, but from what I've seen and what I'm learning, it seems like they're both pretty prevalent in Connecticut.
What is the group's vision to help tackle the issue if somebody comes to you guys and reports it or you find out about it, or if you're proactively on the streets and you're trying to look for it yourselves, looking for these red flags, these warning signs? What are some of the tactics you could do to start helping somebody?
So I'll give you 2 answers to that. The first is, if you as an individual, you know, you're out in the community or you might see an indicator of somebody, you know, in the street or a restaurant that you're at or something like that, or it might be a family member, a friend, a distant relative that you're seeing some concerning things with, I would definitely call the National Trafficking Human Hotline. You can find that number really easily and make a report there, and they'll kind of guide you through the process of what to do next. But then, you know, from the organization standpoint, all of our programs are kind of, you know, we're informed by data and then we're informed by the survivors that have helped us form this program and that are in our program. And the goal is to provide them long-term care and community so that they have the time to heal. Because this, when you think about trafficking, think about all the traumas that you can think of, add them together and then multiply them. And think about how much time it's going to take to heal from it. So it takes a lot of time. We're talking years. It takes a lot of financial support. We're talking thousands of dollars to help someone start to rebuild their life. And so we here at the Underground, our vision is to provide a safe place with no set timeline. We'll work with you for as long as you need in whatever way you're willing to work with us to provide that long-term care, that communal support that they're looking for. And we also bridge them. If you ask survivors what they're looking for, they're going to tell you a lot of things, all of them, you know, really important. But the 3 that I'll highlight are, they're looking for access to mental health care and physical health care. And they're looking for housing, and they're looking for community. And so that's kind of what we focus here at the Underground. We bridge them to trusted medical providers. We help provide housing or bridge them to housing providers. And we provide wraparound community.
Another thing we do, Morgan, is that we partner with other agencies and organizations who actually, like you mentioned, go out into the streets, go into the areas to, you know, find individuals who need this care. And those organizations know that we are here to provide that care, so they bridge those individuals to us.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and as we just heard from Executive Director Nadine Thomas and Operations Director Amy Hayashida, the Underground New England, that's where they are from, and we're talking about the serious issue of human trafficking, which is not just sex trafficking, as people may imagine, but also labor trafficking as well. I want to talk about the partners that you guys have, because you can't do this alone, and you've already kind of indicated that you'll partner with other similar organizations, be it in Connecticut or elsewhere in New England, but also you need financial resources too. So where are all of your partnerships coming from? Where's all the support that you guys are getting for the Underground New England?
Absolutely. We partner with various organizations, like I said, other players within the field of anti-human trafficking. They're for referrals. But of course, we partner with organizations. We partner with churches. A number of our partners are churches that support us financially, support us with volunteers. We have foundations that support us, corporate sponsors and partners. And that's basically, and individuals, I cannot forget our individuals. There are a number of individuals who stand with the Underground, supporting us financially and prayerfully.
Another way that individuals support us is through our volunteer program, which is one of the essential ways that we provide services to the individuals in our program.
If you guys are looking for more partnerships, and I know every nonprofit, they need all the help that they can get, and they need all of the partnerships that they can find to help achieve their goals and their missions. And so my question is, if you guys are looking for more partnerships, as I imagine you guys might be, how can people help, whether they're individuals, representatives of a corporation, another nonprofit, how can they get involved with the Underground New England?
Oh, absolutely. Amy mentioned earlier that it really costs between $10,000 to $15,000 to provide adequate care for a single survivor. So absolutely, a partner could come on board and sponsor a survivor, sponsor the program in general. We have organizations that mobilize individual members, churches even, that mobilize individual members who provide care, support for survivors, taking care of their needs. But anyone who wants to be a partner with the Underground, go to our website, www.theundergroundne.org. There's a form online as volunteers. There's a form online to donate. And we welcome all partners. We welcome all volunteers. Because, like you said, this is a big fight in a dark space. And we need all the support we can get. And we welcome all the support that we do get.
Not long ago, your team had an event, the Underground New England Program Relaunch. It was on Friday, May 17th of this year, 2024, and it took place in the morning in Hartford. Now, that's something great that you guys were able to do and have a gathering. How did that go? What were you hoping to achieve?
Absolutely. It went really well, thank you. We had a gathering of our sponsors and partners and volunteers, our board of directors, our teams, and we just basically wanted to share the new chapter of the Underground. A little bit of history, let me add that our founder and executive director recently retired, and that's how I stepped into the Underground. And there were a number of changes that we made. We improved on our programs, our volunteer programs, our adult mentor program was vastly improved. And we just wanted to share that with our sponsors and our donors and our partners in the field, those who we work with, to expose or to share with them the added resources and the added services that we have to offer to not only to their clients, but also to ours. So we just wanted to share our resources. This is what we have to offer, and this is what you can, you know, get from us when you partner with us. Yes.
We're down to just the last moment here in our interview before we've got to get out of here. So I want to ask, is there any one story of transformation from somebody who was suffering in this world, the world of human trafficking, and they've made it to freedom and they're actually enjoying their success and their freedom once more? Is there any story that you guys could share with us?
You know, the struggle with the question for me is choosing one story, because I would love to share all of the stories with you. But I'd like to give you just a little snapshot of what transformation can look like in the lives of our clients. So one individual that came in and started working with us had several chronic health issues when she came in with us, and was also had some trauma related to the medical profession. And so she was unable, she had never had a primary care doctor before. She was unable to call 911 or go in the ambulance by herself. So this was a real barrier to her healing and her health. And because of our work with her, she was able to establish a relationship with a primary care doctor who she, you know, now sees regularly and has made great progress in her health. And she also, because of the work with us, got to the point where she was able to call 911 on her own and go in the ambulance on her own, which, you know, obviously we'd like to get to the point where she doesn't need to do that. But given her health issues, we're just really excited that she now has the resources to take care of herself on her own. And when we ask the survivors, you know, what do you think of our program? How are you doing? If I could just share one line that they've shared with us that's really stuck with me. One of them reached out to me after going through a crisis and being really uncomfortable with the change that was happening in her life. And she said, to feel safe and knowing that my life is changing for the better is so wonderful. I can't thank you enough. And that's what we hope to provide for every individual that comes through our doors.
That's amazing. I want to thank you both for coming on Face Connecticut with me, Morgan Cunningham, this morning, Executive Director Nadine Thomas, and Operations Director Amy Hayashida, the Underground New England. And could you remind us quickly, maybe one of you, where can people find you guys online?
Absolutely. We are at www.theundergroundne.org.
Amazing. Thank you guys for coming on, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Morgan, for having us. Thank you.
All right, I told you I wasn't tough.
Not at all. Thank you for interviewing us, Morgan. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Of
so
course. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.